scripture reading and the following address were part of the YouTube streamed worship service from St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on May 19th, 2024. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
Gospel according to John chapter 15, 16. When the Advocate comes, who I'll send from the Father, the Spirit of the truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You are also to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. But I have said these things to you so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I'm going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. When the Spirit of the truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
We pray, come Holy Spirit, come, by the word of the Lord and the witness of your people, guide us and keep us close to Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, in whose name we pray. Amen. As we heard in the reading in Acts chapter 2, which we will often hear on Pentecost Sunday, we hear that many people from many lands and hearing many languages were filled with the Holy Spirit, and the disciples began to share the gospel in their own language, which was then, this wonderful gospel was taken to many lands. These people in Jerusalem that day came from faraway places, and there is a map that gives you, you can see Jerusalem in the bottom third, middle part there in blue, and there, that gives you something of an idea of where people had travelled from for this time to be in Jerusalem for the festival of Pentecost, which was an Old Testament festival. They heard different languages, but all were filled with the same Holy Spirit and shared the same gospel story of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen Lord. Read the book of Acts, that's the story that people tell, and it goes out to all of the world. Today, we have, a blessing time when we're going to hear not the story of those Parthians or Medes or Elamites who went back to their lands, but we're going to hear of Simalungun Indonesian Christians in a city called Pematang Siantha. And that's the city that's in the middle of that map. You can see a star right over the top of us. Where is that star? It's up there somewhere. Then you see a star in Indonesia, and then the final star shows you where Jerusalem still is today. So Pematang Siantha, and these people that I'm going to introduce to you now are those who went to visit our partner church at Gaykar PS in Suriman, in that city. These people are Brianna Coulston, Emily Barr, Chris Day, Steph Day, Shirley Pitakala, Ellen Wissing, Janet Dietrich, Sue Otto, Jenny Jones, and Jenny can't be here today. Jenny was an integral part of our team, but she's recovering from knee operation surgery. But her husband James is with us, and James is part of the team, James Jones. Kathy Harrison, our vice chair. Ben Gargett, our chair, and little old me. We experienced the gift, and I better put my gifts on because I've got a hat to wear with these other gentlemen. We experienced the gift of the Holy Spirit among people of another land and another language, and we received the gospel in words and actions, and we're going to share that story with you now. So you can be seated, and Ben and Chris, if you'd come forward.
Thank you, Pastor Nev. You're all familiar with our circles of mission, hopefully, which you can see on the screen now. It's our mission strategy, which is based on Jesus' command in Acts 1:8, that we will receive power from the Holy Spirit, which we heard about in our reading today, and be a witness all the way to the very ends of the earth. Our Indonesian team most certainly felt the Spirit with us before we even left our shores. This visit was all about relationships. Relationships with our Christian brothers and sisters at GKPS Jalan Jenderal Sudirman. In our preparations for travelling, we studied the words of Moses to Joshua as he was about to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. This is from Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. His words said, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." We are absolutely certain that the Lord went before us on this visit. He prepared a congregation of people who live out God's love in everything that they do. Today, our team will share some stories with you on how God prepared the way for us and how these wonderful people reached out to us to build a relationship and the many blessings that we received.
When the call went out for members from our congregation to go to Indonesia, none of us really knew what we were signing up for. Most of the team had no idea what Indonesia would be like or what we were going to experience there. On the day that we left, I had a doctor's appointment to get some medication at the very last minute, which I was very stressed about, as you could imagine. But thankfully, it went really well. And afterwards, I remembered the verse from Deuteronomy that Ben just read out. It reminded me that even before we left, God had gone before us and prepared the way. So, despite any of the feelings of fear and anxiety, we trusted that God would not lead us astray and that it would keep us safe. And I believe that this trust, along with the welcoming kindness that we were shown when we arrived, helped us to be open to new relationships, experiences, and to immerse ourselves into the culture.
Horace. Good, you've learnt it. As a team, we were continually honoured and welcomed with smiles, gifts, and delicious refreshments. We were welcomed into all facets of church life, including services for women, Sunday school children and youth, fun morning exercises with the elders and seniors, and into their home sector churches. Bishop Dr. Teddy Perber and General Secretary Dr. Paul Munty, whose son Stephen we were able to have with us today doing this, they welcomed us to the GKPS head office. Here at the Epreter Church, we were which was one church developed by JPS, we were presented with the beautiful Eulos, which was beautifully done in the children's talk, showing how it's wrapped in around us. As a sign of honour and inclusion, we were each given a name of one of the church families by which we introduced ourselves. Hence, I became Ellen Bordeaux Dominic. Any other Dominics? No, okay. This caused an instant cheer from those with the same family surname and much hilarity as we acquired numerous family members, siblings, parents, children, and even an extra husband or wife. At the SMA GKPS 1 school, which is shown at the bottom of this slide, despite it was being school holidays, we were welcomed by senior students and the teachers who sang beautifully for us in English. They told us about their school and, as everywhere we went, gave us a delicious lunch. But the highlight was the 73rd anniversary worship service at the church. We were welcomed by being dressed in traditional items of clothing and included in many aspects of the celebration, including traditional dancing, which was a challenge. And every opportunity we were welcomed and invited to come up to the front to sing, which was also a challenge, including singing a verse of Shine, Jesus, Shine with just our little group of 13 in front of a congregation of hundreds. It was so special.
As Ellen's mentioned, one of the ways they welcomed us was through food. The gift, that was part of their gift and generosity to us. On our first day, we were taken to a lunch at a restaurant which was owned by an elder of the church, Henny Hallower, and he gave us our lunch as a gift. Immediately following this, we found that we were inundated by offers of in-home hospitality for the entire 13 people to go to people's houses. We simply weren't able to accept them all, but we were able to accept five offers of those hospitalities. One was our wonderful guide, Ridwin, whose house was being renovated at the time, so he took us to a restaurant instead. But we also went to dinner at the home of Harati and her family, Ronald and his family, Reverend Marlon, and his family, during which time Pastor Neville was presented a gift of myrrh, and Janet was famously adopted into Pastor Marlon's family with the beautiful green traditional hat that she's wearing today. And the last one was one of the church evangelists, Minnie Dominic, who hosted us for dinner with her family and gave us each a coloured stole, which you can see in the picture, but I can also see there are people around the church, including Chris, wearing theirs today. Other than these formal invitations, as Ellen mentioned, everywhere we went, every meeting, there was always food and drink offered, often a traditional sweet meal, but sometimes a full meal. But we were also very grateful when the host carefully pointed out which particular dishes were particularly spicy.
So on Saturday afternoon, we attended a Sunday school children's service along with their catechism class and their young adults. We were gathered in the church and worshipped together. St. Paul's Young Adults interacted with Phoebe and Hannah, who were part of the Young Adults Ministry, who we had previously met Friday night and when they picked us up for the sector home groups on the evening of day two. We were overwhelmed with the welcome and the love they showed us. There was instant connection between us. We bonded over our curiosity of different cultures, girl talk, and deep conversations, while getting to know each other over such a short period of time. They have inspired us by openly displaying the faith and made us feel like we were part of their family and have been friends for many years. We spend time together shopping and getting ice cream, which they tricked us into paying for. Well, they paid for us. Sorry, I should be very specific. They paid for us, but they tricked us into doing that. And the GKPS young adults have shown immense interest in discussing and learning more about our faith while being able to practice and improve their English speaking skills. Their catechism class is about 50 children who introduce themselves in English to Pastor Neville in an impromptu lesson on Saturday.
Horas. Well, on Tuesday, Tetty, who is a principal at a GKPS kindergarten in Sianta, accompanied us when we headed into the hills in our little red bus. We were welcomed at RBM, standing for Community-Based Rehabilitation GKPS. Tetty also volunteers at RBM on her Saturday mornings. So she's worked all week and she heads up there on a Saturday to support these children. These children at RBM were unable to have any school enrollment, but parents bring their children to learn about Jesus and have important social interactions. A girl, Neva, who is 17 years old, was carried by her mother to join the group on the mat. The GKPS Church has built this centre to fill this need, even knowing they didn't have anything more than God's love to offer. Initially, you can see the children were sitting quietly on a mat, but then when the children danced and sang like our choir leads us here, it was so evident the joy that it brought them. It was such a joy for us all to see this. Their whole demeanours lifted and it was infectious. See for yourselves. We thank all the volunteers who work with these children, including their pastor, Chittera, who has a vision impairment. There is a band of generous volunteers who hope for an opportunity to be upskilled in the near future. They show Jesus' light to these children as the children reflect Jesus' love back to us. Can we appeal to you to join us as we continue to pray regularly for these volunteers and children? Today's offering will help staff and volunteers to undertake key professional development in support of these children and provide resources. We also ask that you pray for those teenagers undertaking their catechism studies and their young adult ministry as they grow in their faith.
For us. It doesn't seem enough to simply say the trip was amazing. Indonesia was full of life, colour, and love. Every person in that community lived and breathed their faith. It wasn't something they did on the weekend, no. It was something that they did through that shone through their every word and grew from their every step. I didn't know I could feel so at home in a place I have never been before. I waited for the day I would feel out of place and homesick, and it never came. Our love for Christ lifted any socially made barriers and made us all one. And although I left Indonesia different from when I arrived, with a better understanding of what it truly means to be all children of God, everything here remained the same. The world around me didn't reflect the change I felt within. So no, it wasn't just amazing. My whole world pivoted. Indonesia changed the way I saw society, the way I looked at what God has blessed me with, and the way I saw my faith, calling, and purpose.
I believe that all the people who have participated on this trip to Indonesia have grown and learned so much from one another as a team. If you had asked me this time last year to go on a trip overseas to an unknown country with people in the congregation I didn't really know from different ages and backgrounds, I definitely would have said no. However, after a long flight and many bus rides, it didn't take us all long to get to know one another, butting over good jokes and connections with our faith. One of the ways we grew as a team was through our daily meetings and devotions. Each night, after a long, busy day, we would all have the opportunity to reflect about our highs and lows. However, as the days went on, it turned into having the tough decision of having to pick one favourite highlight from the day's events. These times of devotion allowed us to come together, creating connections as we learn and grow in God's word as a group.
What does this mean for all of us here at St. Paul's? I'm going to say the opening words in Bahasa Indonesia. So first off, we'll start off with the welcome. Horas!
Horas!
Salam dari St. Paul. Boksil kepada. Sudari dan sudara. Kita dalam Kristus di GKPS Jalan Jenderal Sudirman, Sianta, dan Sumatera Utara. And I make a specially warm welcome to two of our brothers in Sianta, Dr. Ridwin Berber, our guide, our organizer, and our translator, and to Bapak Tambunan, affectionately known as Mr. T, who was our tireless bus driver and took us everywhere in that little red bus. Both of whom, from the moment we arrived in Medan, made us feel totally at home and part of their family. If our partnership stories and experiences this morning have touched your heart or inspired you to think about finding a bit more about our continuing relationship, then I encourage you and indeed invite you to join us or contact our team at the Mission Coordinating Group. You'll be rewarding experience and see your faith grow. And finally, our prayerful ambition is to have our brothers and sisters from GKPS in Sianta to join us here in St. Paul's Box Hill as early as next year. Terima kasih.
So, horas.
Horas.
And hello to my Segari family in Indonesia. So, now, what now? So, there's a lot of ways we can be part of the LCA church mission work. One way is to help with the Stamps mission, and I am representative for the Lutheran Women of Victoria. And Peter Nitschke in South Australia sells the stamps to the stamp industry as so far. And so far this year, we have raised $9,800. And this is added to the big amount of $524,000, which has been raised since 1938. So it is a very worthwhile way to support the LCA mission programs. So please come and see me if you'd like to help. But community life together is such an important part of what we experience with our partners in Indonesia. We too can grow in our community life by being part of a fellowship and being involved in many events, whether it be the games night, at Station Street on the third Friday in the month, or coming to the congregational lunches, which is there is one next week in Station Street, or many groups available. Please let us know of any ideas to carry out outreach to people and in and outside of our church family, forming new friendships and, when able, to spread the word of God, which includes the partnership here with CLCV, which is the Chinese Lutheran Church of Victoria. So, thank you.
I might actually just get you to put that last slide back up again. This is the view that Pastor Neville had looking back over the congregation on the 73rd anniversary celebration. Hopefully you get a feel for the colour that was involved. That's probably about half the people that were there. There were about 1,000 people there in total, spread all the way outside and around. And we're up the front singing Shine Jesus Shine in front of all of them. Thank you. Having lived through such an amazing mountaintop experience, it's actually quite hard to come home, as Brianna said earlier, and seek to share it. So we are all excited to be reunited with our families and our church family here at St. Paul's. But there's no question that we've all been changed by this experience. There's no question that God has acted in the lives of this group of 13. And we really want to share this with you, and want to continue to share this with you and to inspire you in your own roles in mission, God's mission, that calling from Acts 1:8 that we talked about at the start. Members of the team have already been invited to present and share at a number of different groups, and we'd be more than happy to continue to do that. So please reach out to any of us if you'd like someone from the team to share with you. We invite you into the partnership team as well. Come and join us on this relationship journey with our friends from GKPS Jalan Jenderal Sudirman. We will stay in regular contact with them. There's a number of means that we've organised or are in the process of organising with them to do that, and that will happen at different ages and different parts of the congregation. And as we heard, we've invited them to come back and visit us here in Melbourne. We ask you to walk with us as we learn to walk with the people from GKPS, Jalan Jenderal Sudirman. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. These people have inspired me for some time now, and I pray that you might be encouraged by them too. There's room for each of us on that little red bus, the Holy Spirit's little red bus, which is coming to collect us and bring us on the mission path. There are many ways for you to be involved, and a starting place might be with these people and to hear more of their stories. The good news is that as the Spirit was at work among the people, pointing them to Jesus in the book of Acts, in the city of Siunta, and in the city of Melbourne, God adds to their number daily. Thanks be to God.